One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party!
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. I want to say thank you for your support of this show. It's such a fun show to do. Make sure you're subscribed, hit it up with a review and all that good stuff, and come see me on tour. If I am in your town when you're around, I'm out there, y'all. Tickets are available on my website at ryansickler.com. Very excited to have our guest here today in the Way Back with me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Craig Conan.
Hey.
Welcome to the Way Back,
buddy. Howdy doody. Thank you for having
good
me.
Good to see you. Please promote whatever you like.
Oh, yeah. What's up? I'm Craig Conan. I'm funny. Come catch a show. CraigConan.com. I'm touring. Yeah. It's taping my special in December.
Are you?
Sacramento. Okay. Crest Theater, baby.
Good for you. Congrats.
Yeah. Come get these jokes.
So I usually start this off with asking if anybody ever actually sat in the seat, that back seat in the station wagon that faced out. And you're a little younger. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, you're 40?
Yeah.
Dude, you look like you're 31, 32 years old.
Right here, bro. Wakes your eyes up. Yeah, I'm old school, 84.
Okay, you are old enough to remember one of these then. So did you have you ridden in the seat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had two that had this. My mama had a baby blue Chrysler with the back seat, and then my uncle Johnny had a Volvo with the back seat.
Oh yeah, the Volvo.
So we were even in any car we were always in the back seat. The Explorer, we were ghetto. We didn't wear seat belts.
No,
I rode in the back of my dad's pickup truck early 90s.
That's outlawed.
It was different.
It was.
It's in a bit, but yeah, that was fun. Me and my sisters would do that. Going fishing to San Pedro.
All right, so you know this seat then. So yeah. What sort of stuff you get into? I know you go check out his Honeydew episode. It's great, but you mentioned something.
Potato cannons,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, bro. I don't know if anybody's talked about those on here yet.
Oh,
they were so fucking. We never had cannons. We had guns.
Yeah.
You
cannons.
Yeah. Tell me how you're doing. Just your PVC, but
well,
how far?
Well, back in the day, they had this thing called the Anarchist Cookbook. You remember that thing?
Yes, I do.
And I was like 12 years old reading this book, learning how to make stuff. And potato cannon was one of them. And I had like maybe five different. Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's a homemade one there.
Yeah. I use black PVC pipe personally. Looks better. Yeah. That one looked like mine. Right there. Well, they used a barbecue igniter like that. I used the lantern, the flint.
Oh,
the
yeah.
gold one that you
the
twist.
Old, I had a Coleman lantern that had a flint. They would light right up.
We'd soak potatoes in gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd shoot them in the night sky towards the police station.
So wait, for people who don't know, explain how it works. Because there's a lot of people like, what the hell is he talking about? What is a potato cannon?
So
we're going to show a picture of it, but tell them how it works.
And now, the Wayback presents How to Build a Potato Cannon with Craig Conant.
You get plumbing pipe, PVC pipe. You go to Home Depot and you get like 4-inch, maybe 5-inch diameter for the chamber. Then you get PVC glue. And then you get like a 4-inch adapter to a 2-inch barrel. For the barrel and the chamber, you spray Aquanet or gasoline in the spray bottle, or fire starter for lawnmowers. They're very flammable.
Or anything flammable.
Anything flammable, really. Anything flammable. And you spray it in the back and you screw the cap on like it's showing in the pictures.
This has been How to Build a Potato Cannon with Craig Conant.
Oh, I had five versions of this.
Did
by the time
really?
I was 12 years old.
Yeah. 12?
Yeah. My dad, he's nuts. He's the illegal man. He's making these like 9, 10. We're taking them to Little League, showing other kids, hey, watch this shit. Shooting them all. Everybody loved it. It was.
If you haven't seen a potato cannon shoot, man, I'm telling you, it's something else. We had guns. Nobody ever got crazy enough to make a cannon one. That thing's big. It was as big as you.
Oh, yeah. It was as big as me.
And so on fifth version, what do you got now? So how many, I mean, you just putting.
Like a 5-footer. With 4-inch chamber, maybe about 3.
And are you holding it, or is this thing like a mortar at this point now?
It has kick. Like, you need to hold it on your side, or it will hit your hip bone and leave a gnarly bruise.
It will, huh?
Oh, yeah. It went like 300 yards of limes.
You would do limes too?
That fit perfect. And I put a screw, because the barrel, sometimes you'd push the potato too far and it'd go into the chamber. So you just put a screw right there, put some epoxy, PVC glue, seal it up, and then it would never go down. You'd load it like a musket. You just put it down with a broomstick. And, we used to shoot these all night long.
And where? What are you shooting them at?
I'm not even kidding. At the police station. They wouldn't go that far. But we live maybe like 6 blocks from the police. So we'd shoot it in that direction and we would just laugh.
Just fire them into the neighborhood?
Just a potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hitting houses nearby. Imagine waking up and just getting hit with a potato.
Just walking outside, a fucking potato hit you.
We do drive-bys, but we put potato guns, shoot them at our buddies' houses, their front doors and shit. It was the best of times, honestly. It's pretty harmless.
And you're a big fireworks guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned fireworks in a few of your honeydew stories.
I was lighting sparklers last night with my niece and nephew.
What is it you love about fireworks?
My dad gave them to me at literally kindergarten. Younger.
What was your first ones?
Black cats and bottle rockets. Yeah. I was selling them in like fourth grade. Years old, selling them to other kids. Yeah. My dad was like, hey, go make some money. And I'd sell firecrackers, bottle rockets. I'd still
Man,
play boys.
If you did that shit in school today, I think they would label you a terrorist.
100%.
Firecrackers, 100%. Anything explosive, you'd be a terrorist.
The 90s were different, bro. And they just sent me back to school.
It would be terrorism.
I sold hooker flyers. I'd go to Vegas with my dad, and I'd get all the hooker flyers off the floor, and I'd sell them at school. And like,
nuh-uh.
I swear on my life.
What
8
do you
years
mean
old,
sell
second,
them? Like
50
just
cents.
Because it's pornish?
Yeah.
And tits. Kids would buy them?
They'd buy them. Yeah. Just sits. They ratted me out to go to the principal's office.
Why are they ruining titties for everybody?
This kid Jimmy ratted me out.
Man, fuck you,
Jimmy. I'll never forget, bro.
He told him you were selling dirty.
He told Miss Piper. Well, because he made fun of a girl because it was a girl on there. And he said to a girl, like, hey, this will be you in 10 years. She started crying. Because she'd never seen a hooker before. Yeah. I was like, have you been to Vegas? Yeah. No, and then I'm 8. Like, you got to go to Vegas. And then the teacher got Jimmy, and then Jimmy pointed at me, and then I went to the principal's office, and I had hooker flyers and money, and they got me, and then I just blamed it on my dad. But it was all me.
What
Nobody
did they
told
do?
Me nothing.
Nothing?
They sent me back to school the next day. It was the 90s. It was 92, bro.
What's the wildest you ever got with fireworks? I want to say this before you answer. My brother got in trouble for fireworks. He got on a bit of a like probation for it, too, because he was firing. He lives in Delaware. Well, this is his old place, and he had a big yard, and he went and got a legitimate firework, like one of the ones you see, like this big ass one. That's
you
gonna
get
blow.
Him in Nevada, bro. I got some.
And he got one, and he fired it off, and I guess there was a cop that came by and was like, "Uh-uh." And he's like, "If I find any of that shit on your property, you're getting a fine." So he's cleaning it all up, and there was a shred of something on the property. And the cop came back and gave him a fine for it and put him on some kind of probation, gave him a big fine.
That cop's a weasel.
So the next 4th of July, I'm there, and he's got another one. He's like, I'm going to fire it. I'm like, don't. It ain't worth it. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm firing it.
Fight him.
And he fucking fires this thing up. I mean, it's big as shit. You can see it. I don't care where you are. And we just see this guy and his wife. They're just walking the neighborhood. And it's just dark, but you see enough lights. And you could see that he looked like he had a glass in his hand. And my brother's like, oh, shit, that's the cop that lives down the street. And then he just looks at my brother, and you could see, now I see him getting closer, and it's a glass of wine. He goes, fire it up.
I like this kind of fire.
Oh, now.
And he stood there. Now. He's a different cop, and he's let us do it. Okay. You know what I mean? And then it was just 4th of July show in the back fucking yard.
That's my point.
Yeah.
He's a patriot. Mm-hmm. Celebrate. Yeah, my incident, I was banned from Hermosa Pier and Plaza for 3 years. For 3 years.
For what?
I threw firecrackers at police officers on horses And it made three local newspapers and my mama cry. That's a true story.
How'd you do it?
I didn't even see them, though. People always think I intentionally did this shit. I lit them and I threw them down. And then I looked up and there was a posse of sheriffs. And this was actually this story I wish I told on the other pod, but you get it here. You get it now. It's the story that made me get sober and into stand-up because I had four charges. I had assault on a police officer, assault on a horse officer because the firecrackers scared the horses.
And oh, like, shit, yeah.
And they bucked them and the cops. I had assault on police and the horse cop.
What's a charge on a horse? Assault on a horse.
That's
cop.
What I said.
What is it? What is the actual
the
time?
The whole bit is I'm like, who made him a cop? Yeah. He's a horse. Because the fine on the horse was more expensive than the human.
I was wondering.
Because of PETA.
Bet, yeah.
PETA sent me death threats. They sent me death threats, bro. They wanted me.
PETA.
PETA, the animal organization,
sent me death threats. Wants to save animals.
It was a wild time,
you.
Bro. I just laid low for a little while at trading shows. And this all was out while I was at work. And it made the newspaper. And I went into work because I missed work. That was the second time I missed Trader Joe's work because I was in jail. And it made the paper. So my manager, he's a stinker too. He's a funny guy. I used to sell him weed. But he's holding up the newspaper. And it's the article of me. It said deputies lasso Lomita man. I lived in Lomita. And he's holding it up. He goes, Craig, did anything happen over the weekend you would like to share? And I'm out on bail with four charges. You know, I'm wounded. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. And yeah. I didn't see them. I didn't mean to do it, but I definitely did it. And but it's okay. Out of bad can come something good. That's my message.
What about as a kid? Have you ever had? Did you ever do the Roman candle fights? Just firing them at you? Like, what are you doing?
I live in the house.
Like, what are you doing?
Not in the house. Well, sometimes we play fireball in the house. We pour alcohol or gasoline on a tennis ball and we light it and we throw it at each other.
I've talked about that on
fireball.
Only time I've ever seen it were these two brothers in Minnesota who did it, and they went out in the middle of the street and at night, and they're like, "Watch this shit!" And they dipped it in kerosene.
Great.
They each took a fireproof glove.
We just used our hands,
and they would throw it and catch that motherfucker right in their hand. I'm like, "You guys are
we what? Do it?
I was just barehanded.
I was 10, almost catching the house on fire every day, bro. Just
dipping it and lighting it and throwing it around the house."
Me and my buddies, we had parties, hit somebody's hair.
I'm poof, glad I had.
Fucking poof, bro. Yeah. We burned this one poor girl's hair, and you saw it go, boom, and we're like, whoa. Anyways, this is a long time ago. And I'm all over the place.
Fireworks in the neighborhood.
Fireworks. I lived in Inglewood, and now we have, I swear to God, Inglewood. My neighbor was Inglewood Family Blood Gang member, and we were doing Roman candle wars, like laughing, like children. Just like, ha, he's shooting me, I'm shooting him. It was funny. Sprayed the neighbor with a fire extinguisher. I forgot one moment of the potato gun story, though.
Yeah, Tom.
When I was building it, I was like 12. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I forgot to put PVC glue on the chamber to the barrel. So the first shot, I loaded up with gasoline and hit the ignition. It blew apart, and a flame went up inside of my body. I'm alone in my garage, and I'm just like, burnt my shirt right here, and nothing happened, you know? And I just went, oh. And I put glue there, and then it was fine. And that model my buddy has in his garage, and it's still working to this day.
Nuh-uh.
I swear I'm like,
still has that same one?
Because he brought it up at my birthday party. I'm like, why did you bring it here? I hadn't fired it in 12, 15 years.
You didn't do that for your gender reveal?
No.
Are there potato gun gender reveals out there? I haven't seen one yet.
It's blue.
It's coming, bro. Next thing I know, my fee's going to be like, oh, there's a million of them. All right.
We're starting the trend.
What else as a kid are you doing, and what kind of trouble are you getting into? Are you sneaking out? Are you going to camps? Are you going on vacations? Are you driving? Are you flying? What are you doing?
I'd sneak out and steal my mom's car. Nobody really watched me. 14, 15.
So you're joyriding? We had a kid that did that too.
My dad sold me my first car, and it was a lemon.
Hold on. Go back for a second to steal a mom's car. You would sneak out, and where would you go?
Just pick up friends and drive, and crash it in the trash cans.
You fucked your mom's car up?
Yeah.
Did she find out?
Yeah.
What happened?
Bunch of dents.
What happened?
She's a sweet lady, and she had a bad kid.
But you got home without getting caught by the cops and stuff? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was like 15, no license, just crashing in a trash day, hitting a trash can, and trash would fly everywhere with my buddies, and we just laugh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I repent. Don't do this, guys. But yeah, I was just a lost little
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Firecracker kid.
You don't need to apologize for this show. That ain't what this one's about.
Sorry, mommy.
What else? What else are you doing as kids?
Movies. I was watching movies. The TV raised me. I mean, that's fucked up.
What are you watching?
We go to Vegas a lot. I watch Disorderlies, Fat Boys.
Yeah, that's the third bananas. Like Fat Boys reference in the last couple days, and I love
E.T., all the old school shit. Flight of the Navigator, Goonies. Watch Goonies every day. On and on. Just that weird stuff. Garbage Pail Kids, Monster Squad. I like obscure shit. Like They Live, John Carpenter.
One of the best fight scenes in the history of fight
so
scenes.
Funny.
Keith David and Roddy Piper. Oh, man. Going for like 20 minutes. I think it might be 8 minutes for real.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Felt like 40.
8 minutes of being edited is probably 10 hours of them actually fighting the shit out of each other.
It's a two-day shoot. That's spicy. Great movie. Check it out. It's a documentary about what's happening right now.
Tell me about vacations.
Vegas. We went to the Tropicana, had an indoor pool. Nobody watched us, bro.
Would you drive?
No, this is Nino stuff. I'm like...
But is your family flying there?
Oh, sorry.
Driving
I was like, I didn't drive. I'm 12. No, my dad would drive. He had a T-Bird, a Chevy Astro van. And we stay at the Tropicana. They had an indoor pool at that time. And he'd give us $2 for like 4 days, bro.
So he'd like let you stay at the pool and he'd go gamble?
Yeah. And no
and
one's
watching
And
the lifeguard's
the
only person watching you?
My 12-year-old sister's watching 8 kids.
That many?
We're Mexican, bro.
He left all that?
All of them. Wait. Yeah. There's three of us, but cousins.
But he let the kids watch the kids.
The kids watch
like,
the kids.
I'm going
nobody
over
watch.
Here. All right.
Oh, a drunk uncle or my dad watches, which means they're out gambling and nobody watches us. Nobody watches us. And they had the arcade down there. And I was always a hustler and an entrepreneur, and I would bring like gadgets to steal the animals. I'd put a coat hanger with the fish hook on it, the claw machine.
Yeah.
And now, because he gave me $2.
But how would you get it? You go
I'd
through
go
the slot?
Under, and I go like that, and I pull them out, like fishing for stuffed animals. And I would, you know, I swear to God, and then people would come play and they'd lose. I'd be like, hey, you want to buy a stuffed animal? I swear my life.
Dude,
I swear.
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
Of all the places.
As like a 10-year-old, bro, selling stuffed animals to strangers. And they would buy them. So I'm 10, you know. And then the coin one where you put it in and it flicks it up into the cups.
Oh, yep.
I would like pry it open and put gum on the end of the coat hanger and pull out all the change from the bottom.
That would work,
fish
huh?
Oh, yeah. I fish out like $13 a quarters, but I'll put it right back in the machines because I didn't have,
What about the ones that would like bulldoze quarters to like the edge?
That one I could never get
in
that
machine. You
know
what I'm talking about?
My angle was the stuffed animals and the coin flipper. And some of them had a...
You wouldn't get caught?
We would get in trouble all the time.
But your kids, so what are they going to do?
Yeah, I'm 10. Nobody's there. Where's your father? Not here. What are you going to do?
He's out there spending more money than I'm stealing. Yeah.
What are you going to do? You arrest a 10-year-old? No, they thought it was funny. Like, look at these crazy kids. Who's watching them? Yeah, that's what we would do. Just crazy, wild shit. Yeah, just me and my cousin Lisa, my first best friend, we used to just get into it. Like watch Little Rascals and then go implement that into real life. Like steal my daddy's beers and sell them to construction workers. I put a sign around her neck. Everything was always money orientated. How can I get money?
But you would go find construction workers.
Yeah, and then
there's always
them.
Some building going
them.
On out here.
We sell Coronas, Keystone. Put a sign around her neck, and we'd sell. And we kill it.
You put a sign around her neck.
Yeah,
I thought you had a dog with you.
No, Lisa.
You're putting it around your cousin's
sodas
neck.
Sodas are $1. Beers are $3. And Just playing, watching Rambo. I watch Rambo a lot.
Were you a big prankster? Were you?
Oh yeah.
Doing what? What are you?
Always fire
scaring people. Scaring it's always people, fire, right? Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you, I remember we did this with firecrackers one time. We used to do this shit. It was so, I can't believe we did it. Can't believe we're alive. It is the dumbest thing you could do. But those black cats back in the day, and you probably know this, you could pull the fuse out of it.
Yeah, and get the gunpowder out.
And you could, yeah. Well, we didn't fuck, we would just throw that away and we would just light the fuse to scare you. So my buddy's driving one time, and I tell my brother, I'm like, well, we're in the middle, I'm just going to take the fuse. We're fine. I'm just going to throw it on his fucking nuts while we're driving. So we're all in the car, and I'm behind him, and I light it. And he's like, what's that? You know, you right away, and I just throw it on his lap. Dude, this motherfucker, of course, he let go of the wheel. There it is. There you go.
This oh,
is,
no.
That one on the right is like as beat up as it was. Yeah. He let go of the fucking wheel. We're in this tiny-ass car on a bridge.
Oh,
and he's
no.
swerving all over. We're like, grab the fucking
why
wheel.
Why would you do it on a bridge?
I don't know what the hell we were thinking.
Wait till after the bridge.
He's beating his nuts. And we used to do shit like that all the time. And bottle rockets is one we would have bottle rocket fights too.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I still to this day, I'll never forget. I'm sitting in my car. Thank God. This window was down. This window's down. It was super windy. We're at the beach. Everyone's lighting fireworks, but it's windy. So I get inside. I go to light a joint. And as I'm sitting there, a fucking bottle rocket, it's, you know how they're unpredictable as
yeah.
fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It just, shoo, I mean, right across my fucking face yeah. through the windows. And I was like, God damn.
Bottle rockets were a little scary because you always hear the story of some kid in their eye.
Yeah.
But you just close your eyes.
Yeah, never had fireworks injuries?
Oh, yeah. I lit yeah. a mortar off my head.
What?
I put a beanie on.
What do you mean a mortar? You mortar what, too big, too, huh?
Yeah. This was
wait,
later.
You put it on top of your head and shot it off.
No, dude. I swear to God. It was a double shot, too. Pop, pop.
What?
Yeah.
Did it scald your skin?
Yeah, I felt like a sledgehammer punch to the top of my head.
Oh, with the...
I put a beanie on.
And still it did that to you?
But it just felt like a punch. Like, boom. And my buddy's like, you're an idiot. And I'm like, I know. But we were just dumb. Dumbs. Always taking it that extra. I was the guy that, like people were normal fun pranks. And I was like, let's go a little further.
Let's hear it.
And we take the stick off the bottle rockets, just throw them out, because then you don't know.
Ah, that red stick that would be on
yeah,
there. Yeah,
so
just
you
go
don't
over.
Know. I'm like, close your eyes. I just like danger, but not anymore. This is like alcohol in 20s, you know.
Give me some elementary and high school.
Elementary school, we would just lay them on the sidewalk. It was also around then. Same stories, just slightly safer, because I was 8. Same story. Elementary school, we used to steal Playboys from the liquor store because we didn't have internet porn, which I am grateful for.
I agree. I think that would have ruined me that as a was, kid. Yeah. It would have. I would have never done anything. I'd have been hooked immediately.
These
yeah.
poor bastards just out
so
the
how
gate.
Would you get them?
We would, like, a guy would be
do you
lookout.
Know what the store was called?
Yeah, like Mr. B's, Mr. K's Liquor. Mm. The like some kid would be over there distracting them, and I would be by the Playboys and club magazines by the door,
club.
Hustlers, and I'd be
yeah.
like this and just run out. And we'd have a magazine, and we'd share it because we had, that was our only access to porn. Or you get those weird newspapers in the stands. Remember?
I see L.A., yes.
L.A. had like smut
where I grew up,
newspaper.
Baltimore didn't have that. You had like the city paper,
yeah.
but they didn't have the smut backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like... What's weird, I had no idea now, but looking back, it's like it was like, what's that, Craigslist? Like
yeah.
Casual Encounter. It was like a old school
yep.
newspaper for that world. And yeah, it was because we were like 8, 9. I'd lay on the ground and put my arm up and pull them out. We wouldn't even pay for them. And we'd still
oh, you could get under porn. Them like that?
Yeah. And then it had all the numbers and we call the numbers and rack up mom's phone bill. Calling like 1-800 fat girls and shit
because
they talk to you longer for cheaper. But I don't care if she's fat, and that's fucked up.
What about sleepovers and stuff like that?
Yeah, I knew the first sleepovers. I knew the Gracies, and they went. I went
like
to
Hoist Gracie.
Yeah, Hoist came during UFC, like the infancy of it, showing like Shamrock and shit, and. What was like a Tank Abbott. And
you're doing a sleepover over there?
Yeah, and he came over and showed us videos of that. And I was like 10, meeting Hoist. That's wild, huh?
That is wild.
Yeah, and I just remember
that's
watching the UFC
right there, legend,
blow
yeah.
up. And
you were getting
my
first taste of it.
Yeah, and they were like, come fight. And I'm like, no, I'm a firecracker kid. You know, I never did it. Now I regret it. I wish I did go to their schools. They're awesome. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, shout out to them. I've known him since, 10.
Who'd you know? Who in your family?
Henner, Hedon, and Halleck. They were like 6th, 7th, 8th grade. Like they have one. They seriously had a kid every year. They're awesome. And they're doing big things. He like made a hoodie line, teaches classes, teach police.
Were you a sports guy at all?
I was baseball.
Playing Little League?
Shortstop, yeah.
Yeah, were you
shortstop,
good?
Third base, second base, yeah. Every all-star team, utility man, could pitch. Sometimes I was a little wild. Despite this skinny arm, I got a little cannon on me. I'd be whipping them. Yeah. I was shortstop mainly. I loved the infield. I was aggressive. Like, you could hit a piss rod at me. Like, I'll take it. Gah. Like, be tough. That's what my dad taught me.
You didn't mind that?
No. He used to hit ground balls at me, and if I missed, they'd come at me harder. That's abuse.
I don't know if that's abuse.
No, he weren't there. No.
I wasn't. You're right.
No, I love my daddy. He's awesome. But yeah, it was just a lot of ground balls, firecrackers, golf.
But high school?
High school? Started drinking, doing potato cannons, watching Dazed and Confused a lot, Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke, Pink Floyd, The Machine. Yeah, that's when I got into psychedelics and Pink Floyd and
in
Led
high
Zeppelin.
School.
Yeah,
I went to see, and it's so funny because I just did the 5K there at the Pasadena Rose Bowl with the Two Bears for Netflix as a joke. I just didn't say I just did, but this year, and I was telling them a story. I was telling Kevin Clancy from KFC Barstool that I come to this Rose Bowl, and it was 1994. So we go to this, and it's fucking the Rose Bowl. It's 100,000 packed. It's April. It's warm. And my buddy Kevin's with us. And then he invited this other couple, this younger married couple. I don't know them, but the three of them do. So the four of us are sitting outside the stadium, and everybody's tailgating. You know, we're smoking weed, and he pulls out these shrooms, and he's like, I think I'm going to take a bunch of these shrooms. Do you want any? And I was like, no,
what?
I don't. And the married couple does. So the three of them eat all the shrooms. So we go into the stadium. Kevin is to my right here. And then the married lady and the married guy. It's the four of us. And we're deep in the concert, in the middle of it. They're flying. And I look to my left. And then when I look back to my right, Kevin's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the fuck is Kevin? And I hear dong. And what happened was he passed out. And the people behind him got scared. So instead of catching him, they moved out of the way. And his head hit that aluminum seating there.
He could have caught
him. But his feet got stuck in front of the one in front of us. You know how small the Rose Bowl is. And when he hits, he's having a seizure.
Oh, no.
I've known him since high school. And they're like, is he epileptic? I'm like, no, I don't know what.
He is
and
today.
I just started smacking the shit. I'm punching him in the face.
I don't think that's healthy.
I'm going, Kevin, and I'm punching the shit out of him.
You just beating up an epileptic man?
Next thing we know, he comes to and he's like, what the hell happened? I'm like, what do you mean what happened? Everyone's looking around. I'm like, you just fucking passed out. You fucking hit your head. You got to be hurt. And you had a full-on seizure. He's like, how long was I gone? I go, how long do you think you were gone? He goes, I don't know, like 2 minutes. I was like, it was like 20 seconds, dude. He's like, what? We look over and the lady that brought, she brought the shrooms. I don't know if she was having guilt or what. She saw what happened to him, and dude, it was it was the worst trip that lady's ever had.
Yeah, that's a bad trip.
She started throwing up in her like $60 concert shirt. They had to leave. I've never in my life been more glad I didn't do shrooms. I don't know why. I like shrooms. I don't know why that died. Yeah. I was like,
no, that would have been a bad trip.
He's seasoned. She's fucking freaking out. I'm like, oh,
you can't see shit like that on mushrooms. You're like, I'm fucking out of here.
Oh, God damn.
One time my buddy was having a bad trip. I didn't even remember this. Another buddy told me we're all bugged out on mushrooms. It was high school shit, and he's having a bad trip. So I started shaking him and slapping him, like, snap out of it. And then I was like, is it better? And he's like, no, it's way worse.
It's way worse.
And I was like, sorry, I don't know. Drink water?
Tell me the most fucked up you got in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll wrap up on this.
Dirty ass, like Keystone, you know, Keystone Ice.
Yeah, I forgot about Keystone.
Cheap shit. I maybe could handle four beers, and I had like 14 as a 14-year-old. Woke up in a puddle of vomit. Face down. Thank God. Thank you, God. My mom, sweet, beautiful lady. Thank you. She's cleaning me up. But I'll never forget this. My door was locked, and I'm trying to hide being drunk. And, you know, I'm 14. She's like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, I'm whacking it. Go away. And she's like, I know you're not whacking it. You would never say you're whacking it. You're drinking in there, aren't you, Philip? That's my middle name. You're drinking. I'm like, no. And then just puke everywhere. Yeah, she caught me.
You're whacking.
But that was my excuse. I was like, I'm whacking it.
I would never have the nerve to say I was whacking it.
I was shit-faced, Ryan. I was shit-faced.
I get it.
Yeah, that was my first hangover, and I don't know why I kept drinking, because it was like the worst couple days of my life, just a pounding on my head. Probably had alcohol poisoning, but nobody did nothing. And just woke up in a huge puddle of vomit, and I was literally like rubbing my head in it. Oh. I was just out, and my mom like got me out, and then I just went and passed out in her bed. Her sweet angel ass just cleaned me up.
That's nice.
Thank you, mommy, and unconditional love. Shout out to moms.
Shout out to your moms. dude, thank you. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate you coming on here.
Thank
Plug
you.
Again what you'd like, please.
CraigConan.com. I'm touring like a son of a gun. I'm always at the Comedy Store and the Hollywood Improv. And yeah, Craig Conant, that's my name. I love you all. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, brother. Thank you. As always, Ryan Sickler, come see me on tour. Tickets are on my website. At RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.